Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, July 29th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. On today's edition, new fundraising numbers before the primary, and the Republican candidates for governor say they want lower taxes and smaller government. The latest campaign spending reports are out for state races, and Catherine Richard is here to tell us more about what is contained in these reports. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Mike.
So we're looking at what the gubernatorial candidates have raised in what period of time here?
Well, this is since June.
Okay. And what have you found out taking a quick look through these records this morning?
Well, they're all raising money, but the number that I always look at is what they actually have in cash right now. And this is especially important because we're looking at a primary for four of these GOP gubernatorial candidates on August 12th. Mm-hmm. So this gives us an idea of what sort of cash advantage they have. And coming out on top is businessman Scott Honor. He has about $542,000 in the bank right now. A lot of that's actually coming from his own pockets. He's loaned his campaign a lot of money.
He lent himself $500,000 recently.
He did, and that's on top of $300,000 that he lent himself earlier in the year.
Okay, so he's got more than $500,000 in the bank,
right,
ready to spend.
Now,
who's next?
Coming in second is Representative Kurt Zellers. He has about $145,000 in the bank. Now, interestingly, GOP-endorsed candidate Jeff Johnson comes in third. He has about $122,000 in the bank. You might remember that he's recently been in the hospital for about a week, mm-hmm. so that's certainly stymied some of his fundraising efforts. And then last is Marty Seifert. He only has $71,000 in the bank.
And how does Governor Mark Dayton compare to these Republicans who want to unseat him?
Well, he has $847,000 in the bank. That's nearly as much as all of his potential opponents combined.
But even so, he's saying that his fundraising isn't going so well, right?
Yeah, he's a little disappointed. He said things lagged through the legislative session this spring. But on top of that, it's been hard to fundraise because there's no clear opponent to contrast his efforts as governor over the last 4 years against. So he thinks that's affected his fundraising a little bit.
Okay, so we won't know that until the primary, August 12th.
Right.
But now all these candidates, Republican, Democrats, they have outside groups that raise money for them too, right?
Right. So first let's look at how the parties are doing. The DFL has about $581,000 in the bank. But of course, in addition to defending Dayton, they have to defend House candidates as well. Mm-hmm. And then the GOP has about $267,000 in the bank. All that said, a lot of the spending is coming from these outside political groups that are, you know, in practice, unaffiliated with the candidates. But what we've seen so far is a group called the Freedom Club.
Mm-hmm. Spent, GOP side.
Right. This is on the GOP side. Spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on ads in favor, or I'm sorry, against Dayton, against his policies. And then on the left, we have the Alliance for a Better Minnesota. They have spent roughly $116,000 so far on ads touting Dayton's policies. That's in addition to $33,000 they've spent against each of these individual GOP candidates.
Okay, and just trying to do rough math in my head, which is always dangerous, it looks like at this point, end of July, the Democrats have $1 million plus, maybe $1.5 million
Absolutely,
ready.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
the Republicans may be similar depending on who the candidate is.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll try to sort this out more on the Capital View blog and on the air. Catherine Richard, thanks for coming by.
No problem.
The four Republicans who want to unseat Governor Dayton have similar goals for the state budget. They want lower taxes and less government spending. But heading toward next month's primary, the candidates are showing some differences on the details of how they plan to achieve their budget goals. Tim Pugmire has more.
On a recent campaign trip to Rochester, gubernatorial hopeful Scott Honor paid a visit to the Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, a drug addiction recovery program. It wasn't long into the tour before Honor began touting his business background.
So I've started a couple companies, and then I built a firm that bought and fixed companies.
Really?
Yeah.
Honor is a businessman and first-time political candidate who wants to approach state government with the same strategy he used in the private sector to turn around failing companies. Honor is proposing to lower and simplify state taxes through a top-to-bottom restructuring. He also wants to cut the state budget by 10%, in part by laying off employees. Honor said he believes there are too many state workers.
You know, the 5 million citizens of this state are being harmed by the fact that the state has too many employees, and the state employees in aggregate are overcompensated. It's an administrative expense in particular. You know, having someone sitting in some function that's moving paper around is not helping this state.
The other GOP candidates also want spending cuts. Former State Representative Marty Seifert wants a 7% reduction, but he said he would reduce the state workforce through attrition. His proposal for what he calls right-sizing government includes merging some state agencies and cutting welfare spending. On taxes, Seifert said he wants Minnesota out of the top 10 in all categories to help stimulate business growth. But he cautioned that tax changes would have to come gradually.
I'd love to promise people, and you know, day one we're going to do this and this with lowering taxes. None of these things happen overnight, but over a four-year gubernatorial term, can we make a glide path to making Minnesota competitive in a place where a destination point and an origination point for inventors and thinkers and those that want to keep their businesses here.
Former House Speaker Kurt Zellers is pledging to veto any tax increase if he's elected governor. He recently emphasized the point by signing the anti-tax pledge pushed by the advocacy group Americans for Tax Reform. Zellers said he also wants to lower all of the state income tax rates.
You're still going to have, you know, a proportion in the top end that's going to pay a higher amount of it. They always have. But it's going to be compressed so that all those folks have an opportunity to have a little bit more of their hard-earned tax dollars in their pocket to invest, not going to the government.
Hennepin County Commissioner Jeff Johnson, the Republican-endorsed candidate, said he too wants lower income tax rates to help the economy grow. He said he's also open to expanding the state's sales tax, although not to business-to-business transactions. Johnson said a broadening of the sales tax would have to include a lowering of the rate to keep the adjustments revenue neutral.
I know that's really politically dicey, and some people will get mad at me for that, but you can talk to almost any economist, whether they're conservative, liberal, or anything in between, and they will tell you that the best tax policy to spur the economy and grow the economy is one that is low, broad, and simple. So I think we at least have to be willing to look at that, and I would be as part of a bigger package.
Johnson said his plan for state spending will focus on making programs more effective rather than promising across-the-board cuts. He said he would begin by measuring the outcome of human services, which is one of the biggest and fastest-growing areas of the state budget. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Hey, be sure to tune in to NPR News tomorrow at noon. I'll have those four Republican candidates on the air for a debate. Hope you can tune in.